Club FM.
Here we go, the Bob Almanac. Remember yesterday you mentioned that you were hearing the audio clips in only one ear?
Yeah.
So, and then I got confirmation from my friend and show contributor and big fan, the Blue Hornet, that it is kind of that way, and I tested, and it's just something with our control board here, where it's not all on one channel, but the right channel is about 8 decibels, or those might be VU units, but I'll just call them decibels, 8 decibels lower on the left channel than the right channel. So the left channel is there, it's just lower, and I don't know what's causing that. I unplugged some things. You know, I degaussed some things. You know, degaussing, what that is. You take a little of that static electricity, gets rid of it. Doesn't matter what source I put through there. Just basic troubleshooting 101 that all of us in radio should know how to do, Neil. Like you.
Okay.
You're a big troubleshooter with the accent. With the probably the accent on trouble.
Yes, part. I'm sure if I troubleshooted, I would cause more trouble than I would shoot.
And that's a good question. Is it troubleshooted or is it troubleshot? Because shooted is not the past tense of shot. Shoot, right? It's shot.
So, right.
All right, so we have an almanac salute here today on the Bob Almanac.
2,000 years later, Earth is reborn. A strange new world rises from the old. A world of savagery, super science, and sorcery. But one man bursts his bonds to fight for justice. With his companions, Ookla the Mock and Princess Ariel, he pits his strength, his courage, and his fabulous sun sword against the forces of evil.
The man who gave us...
He is Thundar, the Barbarian.
Jerry Eisenberg, the man who gave us Thundar the Barbarian. He was the cartoonist who designed Thundar, recently passed away at the age of 87.
Wow. Thundar. How did you possibly come up with that?
The guy, you know, I have my sources.
Yeah, you do. Certainly. I mean, that's impressive. Right.
So, Jerry Eisenberg, fan. He gave us the Peter Potamus show. And Thundar the Barbarian, and worked on a number of other Hanna-Barbera programs as well. But Thundar the Barbarian was not Hanna-Barbera. And now he is gone, but not forgotten. Mm. Also got a note from yesterday's show from another show contributor and a sizable fan, the Golfing Farmer, who I believe also is an amateur and makeshift mortician. He chimed in on the sarcophagus. We were talking about, you know, we had the King Tutankhamun. They opened his sarcophagus, and we were wondering, so is the sarcophagus the outer part, or is it the decorative gold thing that the body or the mummy is in? And he said, fun fact, the sarcophagus is the stone coffin. It's the stone part, so it'll be the outer part.
Yes.
And, of course, the Golfing Farmer also likes fun facts. He's just a fun guy. The word sarcophagus comes from the Greek meaning flesh-eating. Sarco means flesh, like sarcoma, fleshy cancer tumor. Mm-hmm. And the phagos part means something that eats, like your esophagus.
Oh, my.
Phagos or phagus. That's the word, that's where sarcophagus comes from, flesh-eating.
Yeah.
So apparently but, sarcophagus is sealed, but it also allows, I don't know. Eating flesh? Keeping stuff away from eating the flesh?
Maybe it
is. You know, your critters and your maggots and those kind of things. Worms.
So it's
getting
kind of
gross here.
It is. The sarcophagus is the room where the gold covered thing the body's in.
That's where it resides. Yes, the stone coffin, the non-decorative part.
Okay.
Some call that a tomb, I think.
Yes.
I believe. Okay, Thursday, February 13th, 1633, this date, Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei arrives in Rome. He was going on trial, Neil, before the Inquisition in Rome because he professed the belief that Earth revolves around the sun. How dare he?
What
he
was
put
he thinking?
On trial. That reminds me of all the stuff that we've had recently where somebody says something and then they get canceled and they just get ridiculed and pretty much get fired and everything, and then it proves to be what they were saying was true. Like the whole COVID coming from a lab in Wuhan. Oh, you can't say that. That's xenophobia. You can't say that. And guess what? Now all these high-level government agencies are saying, yeah, probably came from the lab.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I hope Galileo Galilei was
acquitted. He was vindicated. Yes.
Yeah, vindicated.
He
yes.
was vindicated. Okay, certainly. At 1633, going way back. So stuff that was happening then still happens today.
Right.
That's probably the moral of the story.
Moral, yes.
1914, yes. This date, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. You know them as what, Neil?
ASCAP.
Yes. We learned. What have we also learned about ASCAP?
Cost us a lot of money.
Cost us a lot of money. Thousands and thousands of dollars to play music.
Yes, but the ASCAP other option, and BMI.
But when you think about the other option of not paying the $1,000 to just be me, you talking all the time.
Yeah.
We might
It's worth the money.
We'd have people donating to the fund to get the music back on.
Right?
Right?
Enough with the clowns. Yeah, bring in the music.
So we have ASCAP. There's BMI. Don't forget about CSAC.
Yes, CSAC. And there's Europeans. One more now.
GM. Is it GM or something? Yeah. They held us hostage there for a while.
Yeah, yes, they did. Several radio stations.
So that was back in 1914 and 35.
Hauptmann was pronounced guilty, and the Lindbergh case again hit the headlines. A defense appeal was rushed to the state capitol at Trenton, where the prosecution fought to uphold the death penalty.
Yeah, indeed. Bruno Richard Hauptmann, he would meet his fate. Was it old Sparky? It was one of those chairs that
was
plugged into the wall. You walk in. Yeah. Nowadays, chairs are plugged into the wall all the time. And you got your your power recliner, or they're vibrating or whatever. They've got the little charger ports on them. Back then, you walk into a room with a chair that's plugged into the wall. You don't like where
it's going to end well.
Yeah, you don't like where it's heading.
No,
Bruno Richard Hauptmann found guilty on this date for the killing and kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby here on this date. Here's a fun little thing that happened in 1977.
And then Johnny Boudreau was looking up at me and said something about my mother. And so I tried to kick him in the face, and he jumped back, and his foot got tangled in Howard Cosell's headset. Took us a toupee off. I have that on film on a disc.
I have it on film here too. That's Scott Ledoux, Neil, if you didn't recognize the voice. So Scott Ledoux was fighting Johnny Boudreau and shouted at Cosell, "Tell it like it is," and then he swung at Boudreau, and someone stepped on Howard's headset cord and pulled his toupee off. This date, 1977. And the secret, although I don't know how much of a secret it was, because I'm pretty sure Muhammad Ali had been making fun of that thing on his head for years up to that point. But Howard Cosell, toupee on the floor, hilarity ensues.
That is good.
On this date, 1977. 1992, Jose Canseco repeatedly rams his Porsche into his wife Esther's BMW. We call that rich people's demolition derby, Neil.
Yeah. And, he was angry.
Well,
he was
angry. I'm no marital counselor, but I'm going to say my expertise would tell me that they were experiencing some kind of marital distress. Don't you think?
I'm leaning that way, certainly. And he was a cheater.
And maybe a little roid rage, too?
Could be. Yep.
1997.
A cargo ship carrying the colorful toy bricks was hit by a massive wave between the Celtic Sea and the English Channel. It sent roughly 5 million Lego pieces into the sea. Now, 27 years later, the pieces are still washing up in several different countries, including England, France, and Ireland.
Yeah, that report was from last year.
Even as
of now, the great Lego spill that happened in 1997, Legos are still washing up on the shore around England, the Netherlands, and France, probably
they
Spain.
They don't decompose, evidently.
No, they don't. Well, they're plastics, you know. They're going to become microplastics eventually. But this was off the coast of Cornwall, England. The cargo ship Tokyo Express tipped 62 containers into the sea. And as you heard, millions of Lego pieces. And many of them, ironically, were lifeboats and things that had to do with the sea.
You're making that up.
No. No, like little dolphins. Speaking of dolphins, you know, all kinds of sea things. And yeah, I'm not making that up. 1997. Can you just imagine? Good thing that fish don't have feet. Because then they'd be stepping on those.
Oh, yeah, stepping on those.
Yeah, and that's painful right there. It is. The arch of your foot. How about 2001?
For his first attempt, a 360 tomahawk.
Introducing new Tostitos scoops.
Amazing. And now the alley-oop reverse.
With a bite-sized bowl-shaped design.
Oh, my. And what everyone's been waiting for, the two-handed thunder.
Tostitos introduced the scoops on this date. What a great invention that was.
Brilliant.
Just a
brilliant.
Way.
I love them.
It's just a great salsa and dip delivering system, is it not?
I've been using them since I got down here on assorted dips and salsas and pico.
And that was Bill Walton. Yeah, especially pico. How hard is it to keep pico on a straight flat chip?
Well, it's
not going to happen.
Impossible.
Almost
impossible. No.
You maybe get one little piece of tomato and that's it.
I know.
Maybe it's
A little shaky to begin with, so I can't keep nothing on them.
And maybe a little cilantro, and that's about it. So
yeah.
And that was Bill Walton. Bill Walton and Dominic Wilkins in that commercial.
Okay.
2002.
Hey, can we get your thoughts on Waylon this morning?
Father and a brother.
You know,
put me on that stage a long time ago when nobody else, you know, just like my father or my brother.
Yeah, so there's Hank Jr. talking about the passing of Waylon Jennings, called him like a brother and a father. Waylon Jennings passed away 2002 on this date. Complications from diabetes. He didn't take care of his diabetes. He could have lived a lot longer, don't you think?
For sure. He was only in his early 60s, I believe. I know the time I got to introduce him, he was not, it was shortly before that.
Right.
He was not in good health at all, and just, boy, he looked rough, but he still came out and sang. Not very long, but he did come out and give us a show, but that was kind of the beginning of the end, sadly.
This date, Waylon Jennings dead. 2008.
Mr. Clemens, once again, I remind you, you're under oath. You have said your conversation with Mr. Pettit never happened. If that was true, why would Laura Pettit remember Andy telling her about the conversation?
Once again, Mr. Commerce, I think he misremembers the conversation that we had. Andy and I's relationship was close enough to know that...
Speaking of roid rage...
Yeah. And misremembering.
It was Roger Clemens, his big day... testifying before Congress on performance-enhancing drugs. Anybody who takes those, Neil, is a...
cheater.
Yeah, certainly. And then on this date, this was 2021, so this is 4 years ago now.
After 4 days of acrimonious hearings, the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump came to a close, and the vote to convict or acquit.
The Senate judges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the article of impeachment.
Seven Republicans
That's what happened. We mentioned the Clinton acquittal, so we have to mention the Trump acquittal here as well on the Almanac. Equal time, right? We offer that.
Right on. Yeah, we do.
Equal time. And the attempt there was, they're going to know that he's going to run again, so let's try and do more damage to him with this impeachment. But the acquitted, and of course, it didn't work.
Nope.
So that was
he's
a state.
President.
Yes. Yes, they were just short of the 2/3 majority needed to convict. If it doesn't fit, you must convict. And they didn't convict because it apparently didn't fit enough.
Evidently, right.
2021, that was the state. Again, we're doing the quiz. We're giving away the tickets to the Medina.
Well, here we are again.
Yeah, but this time we're seniors.
And we're going to rule the school.
Janda is so adolescent.
We are adolescent. We don't have to flaunt it.
Okay, girls. Let's go get them.
G. She was the only menopausal student there at Rydell High. Stalker Chan, who was like in her 30s playing Rizzo.
Right. Yeah. It really was a stretch.
Yeah, exactly. So Stalker Channing, 81 today. She was also in the West Wing later on, but yes, of course, best known as Rizzo, at least for me. Right?
Agreed.
Coach K, bet you he's had a lot of interesting mispronunciations of his name, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how. I certainly couldn't spell it.
Mike,
if you spotted me five or six letters.
Hall of Famer, Michael Krzyzewski. 78 Olympic gold medals, NCAA championships, national titles at Duke. How many did he have? Four of them.
Four
I think he won at least one here, maybe two.
He might have. Yeah, I liked it here.
The Metrodome. You could have a band of cars. Peter Gabriel, wonderful vocalist.
For sure.
He was in Genesis, then went solo.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Of course, he also shocked the monkey that one time.
Fun for everybody except the monkey.
Using old Sparky.
Yep.
Do not plug that monkey in. So, Peter Gabriel is 75.
I drink Dr. Pepper, don't you know? And the taste is making peppers everywhere I go. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper,
we're a pepper.
What's a pepper?
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Pepper drink. Were you ever a pepper? I was a pepper. I had a button that said I'm a pepper because I was big into Dr. Pepper when I was young. Right about the time of that, you know, the late 70s or so. That's when I went all pepper.
Yeah, I never.
Have you ever liked it?
I didn't. The cherry kind of thing. I didn't like it. You know me. I've been a Dew man for a lot
of years.
I know
that. Yes, indeed. Yes. That Dr. Pepper Zero is a pretty good.
Yeah, I'll bet that's good.
Diet soda. Yeah. So that's David Naughton, who was also the American Werewolf in London. So he was a wolf at one time. He had his own hit. He had a hit called Making It, which was a theme song to the TV show he was on. But that was a relative hit there on the Billboard charts. David Naughton, 74. Today we play the game Know Your Girls Next Door.
Oh boy, that could be a tough game. I like the group, and I remember playing this song many, many times.
Good song. One hit wonder, kind of.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the girls.
It's
next
the lead
door.
Singer, Doris King. So if there's anybody, it would be Doris King would be the one to remember. She was kind of the vocalist.
Yep.
And she is 68 today, and one of the greatest receivers ever to play the game.
The Minnesota Vikings have selected Randy Moss.
Well, before I get to questions, man, I'd like to say something.
Everybody, one clap.
For your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home. For your 84 jerseys out. This is going to be a fun ride. This is going to be a fun ride.
Everybody, one clap.
I'm going to play when I want to play. Play. Do what I want to do. Say what I want to say. Did I say anything stupid today?
Straight cash homie, one of the more quotable players ever in the NFL, Randy Moss, Vikings draft pick in the 98 draft.
Was it safe to say he burst onto the scene?
I would think so. Safe to say. And now he's struggling with he's got some kind of cancer, does he?
Cancer.
Is it a liver or something? An internal organ.
He's having a tough time.
Right.
Sure.
And then he left ESPN's pregame show, and then he came back, and it was an emotional return. Was it for the Super Bowl? I think it was. He came back for the Super Bowl and was on there, and it was an emotional return for Randy Moss. I mean, you just look at the compilation of his highlights with those one-hand catches and the things that he did. He was almost uncoverable.
He was supremely skilled, and we got a first-hand look, thankfully.
And then he kind of wore out his welcome.
Yeah, his personality, some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but he grew up a little bit, I would tell you.
I think he has, sure. There's no doubt. So Randy Moss is 48 today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten today. We have our former First Lady today, and that's former First Lady Bess Truman. Married to Harry S. Truman, born on this day, the year was 1885.
Neil, have you ever done the math? It seems like we have more former first ladies than we have former presidents on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
There were, how many first ladies were out there?
Yeah, you would think.
More first ladies than presidents. You start doing the math.
Yeah, that's weird. She was one of us, one of the greatest athletes of all time, male or female. I don't care. She was a quarterback on a boys' football team.
Yeah.
Threw passes to Bud Wilkinson, Patty Berg, and then, of course, she went on to have an amazing golfing career. She was first president of the LPGA. She's a Hall of Famer, the great Patty Berg, who was born in Minneapolis and then passed away here right next door to me in Fort Myers when she was 88. Patty Berg, born on this day in 1918. All right, first audio of the morning for the Gons. It's the great country music Hall of Famer, Tennessee Ernie Ford, 1919.
Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. He killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett.
Whether it's Fess Parker, whether it's Tennessee Ernie Ford, and whoever sings that song has to pronounce it bar.
Bar, yeah. A hairy bar. That is Tennessee Ernie Ford. I'm sure, it'd be a good day for an all-request lunch, I would think. Legendary. We had, Coach K, who won so many basketball games in college. One of the greatest college football coaches was Eddie Robinson, 1919. Hall of Fame songwriter Bootalo Bryant, along with his wife Felice, they wrote lots of big hits for the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, and more. 1920. Chuck Yeager, born on this day, 1923. First person to break the sound barrier. He didn't do it running, though. He did it in a vehicle, I believe.
Test pilot Chuck Yeager for AC Delco.
Up here, technology can be fun. Down there, it's a different story. It's where General Motors tests AC Delco parts to make sure they deliver performance and reliability.
AC Delco has a full line of parts for most any car or truck. From Delco battery.
AC Delco. Yeah. You had your AC Delco. I know the guy who texted in now is going to be, we're going to break his heart because we're going to talk about cars. AC Delco was General Motors. Motorcraft was Ford. Mopar parts, that was Chrysler, and the AMC parts division, they were called duct tape and baling wire. AMC, Neil.
Yes, I like that. Chuck Yeager there, he was great, 1923. One of the monkeys, one of the four guys, we're talking about Peter Tork, 1942.
Boy, it's not fair. We're as bad as any other group in town.
Right, but all those other groups got invitations, they're not auditioning.
Yeah, except us.
Now, what are we going to do?
Well, we can't take this lying down.
Oh, Peter.
Boy, I hope. Of course, they were lying on the floor as they were talking, and that was Peter Tork and his three buddies.
Yep, he was one of the guitar players. Wasn't he like the lead guitar player, I think?
Peter he was Tork. Maybe the best musician of them all, probably.
Yeah, I think, 1942. One more. Talk show host, Jerry Springer, 1944.
You know what, sweetie? I can lose my fat, but your face will never lose your ugliness. Bring it!
He brought the best out of us, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Nobody had his name chanted more that I know of than Jerry Springer. And again, he was also the 56th mayor of the city of Cincinnati, Ohio. Jerry Springer, born on this day in 1944. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one for the first time in a while.
This is not my fault. I had a necktie hanging on the door. When a necktie's on the door, the pants are on the floor. Everyone knows that.
I cannot see what I just saw. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was like a couple of hairless cats fighting in a pile of pizza dough.
It was a very bad low angle.
That's it, Bevy.
He was the grandfather, Pops, on the Goldbergs. He was also Just Shoot Me. That's the actor George Segal.
Born in the state,
1934. Funny, funny man. And then one more. This one from 1908.
Is this the last hurrah for the dynamic duo? Can anything save them? We can only hope till tomorrow. same bat time, same bat channel.
The guy who did that voice, the narrator of Batman, he was also a writer on the show, William Dozier. This one here, awesome. This one might be my favorite one, though.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
William Dozier.
We have used that to great effect.
And he did that on Batman and Green Hornet.
Yes, that's right. He was on Green Hornet, too.
William Dozier. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
All right, so on this date, here's the quiz question for the Medina tickets. On this date, Roger Clemens did something. What did he do? And there are all kinds of answers here.
Right, yes, but...
He forgot something, but he used a different term.
Yes.
It wasn't him, in fact. It was Andy Pettit who had forgotten something, but he used a different term for it. What was that term? 763-450-0100. If you call in and win, you win Gear Daddy's tickets, Belfast Cowboys, at the Medina on Saturday. Neil, would you like
to start? Saturday night, yep.
This Saturday night. Phil Vassar, Loves a Beautiful Thing, Bellamy's, For All the Wrong Reasons, Hank Jr., we just heard from him. But they're here singing, All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down.